This is Voices of Poverty, a series of podcasts with people living in poverty in the greater Charlottesville area and those working to help those living in poverty. Voices of Poverty is a project of Leadership Charlottesville, a program of the Charlottesville Regional Chamber of Commerce. I'm Becky Waybright, a member of the Leadership Charlottesville 2006 class. Many people who find themselves living on the streets find it hard to get right back into a rental apartment, let alone their own home. Jamie works as a child care worker and is slowly working towards her degree, but her struggles with mental illness at times have kept her from seeking help.
Right now in my life, I'm in transitional housing, but I have been worse. Well, I've actually lived on the streets of Charlottesville for 6 months, 2 years ago. So.
Wow, and you have kids too?
Yes.
How old are your children?
10, 10, 8, 5, and 4.
Wow. Got a handful.
Yes.
When you were on the streets, were they living with you too?
No, they were living with my parents. Most of them were living with my parents. Uh-huh. Two of them were stepchildren, so they lived with their mothers at the time.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you ended up on the streets, if it's not asking something that seems too personal to share?
No, I seem to have had a problem with depression, and I kind of, my problem with depression ended up with anger. Everything was, I get angry about it, I get upset, I get mad, and I'd lash out, or feel like somebody was judging me, and I'd leave. And it kept ending up that I ended up on the street because I had a really bad attitude about it. And I wasn't willing to work with anybody. So I ended up in a bad place. So depression is a very major issue for a lot of people. And I've noticed that, you know, people don't realize that they're depressed. They think, oh, I'm just having a bad day. And they are very depressed, and that is one of the other issues that put me in the situation I'm in now. You know, not only did I not have education, but I was blue all the time. I didn't feel like getting up and trying to work. I didn't feel like taking care of myself. I didn't feel like doing anything, and depression made it really hard for me.
How has your experience been with transitional housing?
Oh, it has been one of the most positive parts of our lives. It actually has been something that I can say is just a blessing. It is a blessing. We've had great people working with us to help us. I've had a person to help me, you know, understand that depression it's not just an illness, but it's also treatable. So I've been able to get on medicine that's brought my life back into a whole different spin of things.
Could you tell us exactly what is transitional housing?
Transitional housing is where you come from being homeless to trying to learn to be independent. So you're going from being completely dependent upon the streets to being more integrated back into the system of being able to pay your bills and to completely relearn your whole lifestyle again. So you're going from the shelter portion, you go into the transitional housing portion if you're applicable, and you take and you go in and you go through this program so that you're ready for what's going to happen next, what the next step is, which would be to find your own place.
Mm-hmm. And you've got some of your kids with you in the transitional housing?
Yes, we have three of them with us.
Mm-hmm. How do they like it?
Not so much all the time, but that's okay because it's not for them to like. It's for us to get over what we've got, our little hurdles, so that they can have a place that they can call home.
Have you lived other places besides Charlottesville? Is this the main place where you've lived?
I'm actually from South Carolina.
We have a very high poverty rate here in the Charlottesville community. Do you have any opinion or any sense of why it might be higher here?
In my opinion, we don't have a whole lot of housing options here. I mean, if you're not in the university, it's a really hard place to find somewhere to live that's affordable. I mean, people have to work 2 and 3 jobs just to find a place to live. And then, you know, you're just scraping by. Your next paycheck could be your paycheck that puts you on the street.
What kind of worries keep you awake at night?
I guess my major one right now is, you know, our time's almost up in transitional housing. Are we going to find a place to go? You know, they don't automatically kick you out when your time's up. But, yeah, that's my biggest one right now because I want my family to stay together. We've worked hard to be a family, and we just want them together.
What does poverty mean to you?
Poverty to me, well, for me, it's just not having anything. I mean, you can have clothes and you can have a house and cars, but, you know, there are people out there that just don't have anything at all. I mean, they're walking the street. They don't have a house to go to. They don't have clothes to change into every day. They're very needy.
When you think about your kids, because I'm sure you want a good life for your children. I think
yes.
Most all parents want that for their kids.
Yes.
What do you think about in terms of, you know, you talked about the structure with in terms of having them go to bed early and having them have rules and all those kinds of things. What do you think about for your kids to help them have, what do you want for your children to help them have the best life that they can?
Well, our biggest goal is to make sure our kids have a really good education. That is our biggest goal of them all. You know, I did not graduate high school. My husband did, but he has a learning disability. So that's our biggest goal, is to make sure our kids go through school so that they don't have to go through what we're going through.
If you were talking to, let's say, a 20-year-old woman, what kind of advice might you give her to, you know, maybe somebody who's 16 is thinking about dropping out of high school? What kind of advice might you give to
them? They better stay in school and work hard at what they're doing, because there's nowhere to go but down. So if you want to end up in the situations that I've ended up in, which haven't been very good ones, drop out of school. But if you want to be successful and have your own house and raise your family in a healthy and happy environment, then stay in school. Don't go quit in school, because it's not a very wise decision.
Now you're in a transitional housing program now. Have you found other programs in the community that have been of help to you?
Actually, yeah, we have a program we go through with our children. It's called Child Health and Partnership, CHIP program, and they're a godsend. They are really great on finding resources that you need and you can use. And then we also have Charlottesville League of Therapists.
How do you keep yourself from getting discouraged?
I look at my children, and it reminds me of why I'm doing all this. It gives me a reason not to be discouraged. It pushes you along when you need a push. It says, oh my goodness, I got this child, this little human being is depending on me to get up in the morning and to keep pushing through. And it keeps you from getting discouraged.
This is Voices of Poverty, a project of Leadership Charlottesville and the Charlottesville Regional Chamber of Commerce. Music in this podcast comes from the artist Heavy Mellow off of their album Horizons, available through Magnatune.com.